Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 279. Lita can't know what has written the wrong thing in there. It's 279 this week. Today is Saturday, November 20, 2021. Or of course, if you're in Aussie time, it's Sunday, 21st. So welcome everyone. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is my co-host Fair. There she is, right there. Hi. Thank you for joining me this week. Appreciate that.
Of course.
Yeah. So we thought we would start off. We've got a cute little topic. I can't remember if we touched on this maybe a year or so ago, but we thought we'd have a little touch on this again. Thank you, Mrs. Rock Guru. That's very sweet. Aren't you? Thank you. Good morning to you. And welcome. Welcome in. It's lovely to see you. So our topic this week, we thought we would do a how-to world event as a challenge soon. Because at this time of year, it gets very busy. As we know, there's like lots happening. We have world events that happen though all through the year. But around about from what? Pretty much about September, October through to early into the new year, there's normally quite a few world events around. And then, you know, it might lull for a couple of weeks or a month or so, and then there'll be, you know, another one, etc. So we thought about how we'd have a chat about that as a challenge soon, because you can do some, obviously. Not every challenge tune can do world events. Looking at you, Bloodthirsty. Sorry, Bloodthirsties. No love for you. We do know that. But for a lot of the others, we can certainly do them. Which is great. Bonus XP is always good, isn't it? Fair.
Absolutely. Free experience.
Free XP. That's it. We're all about the free XP. All right. So let's have a chat. What are world events? What normally happens? For those that are novices to World of Warcraft, or, yeah, pretty much, because I think most of us do know what they are. But Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. You tell us.
One, yeah. Yeah. When there are various holidays and special commemorative events that happen in game.
Mm-hmm.
Length can vary from single day events to a few days to a couple of weeks, I guess, maybe three, I think, for the
might be current, the longest.
Longest one, yeah, which is an anniversary event. A lot of our 1 weeks, 2 weeks, most happen once a year, except for the Darkmoon Fair, which is every month.
Yes.
That's a special event.
Yes,
one of our favorites.
One of the absolute favorites, absolutely. Because, I mean, it has so many factors in why it's so good. Obviously, if you're starting off on a new challenge tune, you know, Darkmoon Fair time is the perfect time to go get not only bags, but to get a little bit of gold to help you get started, which is good. As we know, with a lot of times the lower tunes, when you start off, sometimes getting that money to be able to just buy a bit of wine or vendor gear or, you know, things like that, it can be a little bit of a struggle. But we do appreciate Darkmoon Fair very much every month. Yeah. which is good. And it's
getting
fun.
2.2 gold 50 for a bag.
Exactly.
It can make or break it for a starting character.
Yes.
Can't buy a lot of stuff on the auction house, but you can travel around. You can buy a couple of other little bags, whatever you need.
Yeah.
Small change things.
It really is just a bonus that you know, that we can utilize, which is really good. Okay, so we have all these things that happen throughout the year, and again, many of them are more than a day, some are a few days, a week, couple weeks. But as a challenge player with our challenge tunes, what can we do when a world event hits? So what are the things that you look at going through with yourself? And again, chat room, if you've got some thoughts, throw them at us and I'll mention this. But I mean, I know, Fair, you love your world events.
I do. I'm like, a great fan.
You are. So what do you normally do when you're looking at your challenge tunes in the world events?
Quests. I mean, lots of quests to do. Of course, this is why Bloodthirsties are sadly excluded from all of the fun.
Yes.
But I happen to like doing quests. And some of them are suitable for pacifists. Some of them are suitable for other people, but
yep,
not pacifists. Mm-hmm. Some only pacifists can do, like the cooking parts of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Pilgrim's Bounty. So it's kind of something for everyone except Bloodthirsties.
Yeah.
The other thing that you can get from these events is exploration experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A number of them require traveling around to a large number of locations,
mm-hmm,
that can give you exploration experience. Although this is all complicated now by the change in the flight path toy. I mean, it used to be you could buy the flight path toy on a regular, use it on your challenge tunes,
mm-hmm,
to fly to some place. You'd get the experience when you land, mm-hmm, and then you could put out the fire or grab the candy bucket or whatever you're doing when you get there. And now you have to choose. You can get the flight pass with the toy and get no experience for getting there, or you can get your own self there and get the experience, but it'll, mm-hmm, take a lot longer and might be more hazardous,
mm-hmm,
to go to all the places you might want to go. So it will be, you know, a personal choice whether to use that or not. Figure whether or not the additional experience from, say, something like the Lunar Festival where you have to go to all the elders, is it worth your own trying to get there on your own to get the exploration experience on a low-level tune? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather just give up the experience in that continent or one continent or whatever,
and
go there? It's a choice.
Yeah.
Just adds more personal choice. But, yeah, it's there as an option.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you can get and some of them, for those of us who are pacifists or working men, are profession points.
Yes.
Some of them give you additional experience points. Mm-hmm. The Darkmoon Fair, notably.
Yes. Yes, it's
just
always
a little bonus. It's not like you really need it anymore.
No.
But it's just fun.
Yeah. And I think a part of it's, we're so used to, you know, seeing that with all our normal tunes, what we're used to. And again, you know, when you don't see that tick over when you, you know, finish the quest after you fished or gathered, you know, the little herbs around Darkmoon Fair or whichever. Exactly. It's like one of the little bonus things. It's like the mini little yay, I've done it before, like a big ding kind of thing. It's so not seeing it's a bit like, oh. It's like, oh, it was
can
fun.
Can I throw in a little quick tip here about,
mm-hmm,
that?
Yeah.
Fishing. If you have a pacifist, for example, who wants to look at doing the fishing quests,
mm-hmm,
world quests in Shadowlands, you can get your fishing up to level 25, which is required to get the world quests, by fishing in the cities. Inside Stormwind.
Yeah.
It gives you Shadowlands fishing if you trained it.
Okay.
Outside Stormwind, like in the moat,
you
get regular old fishing points.
That's
inside
a bit
Darnassus,
tricky.
You get Shadowlands points.
Yeah.
Outside, nope, regular.
Wow.
So just something to be aware of. I leveled fishing to 25 on a pacifist the other night, just fishing in a lake in Stormwind, so I could go do the fishing quest in Bastion that I knew was in a safe location.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I didn't want to hang out there long enough to do 25 points.
Yeah. I don't blame you. It's a little chaotic. Like Shadowlands, it doesn't matter where you are. It seems a little... There's a level of chaotic from kind of like low, which I'd say is kind of more Bastion, to perhaps somewhere like Maldraxxus. Where it's a bit more intense. Yes.
Some servers never sleep, apparently. So
yeah,
my server does sleep at night.
Like okay.
3 a.m. Pacific time, it's pretty quiet in Bastion. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Which is nice.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so Nisi had said, yes, Bloods, no one wants them to show up to a party. Everyone is afraid they will go on a rampage and eliminate the guests. That, and you never know what the stains are on their clothes. That's a very good reason, that is. I would agree. She also says, playing Bloods mostly has ruined her. She shies away from questing, even on her normal characters. She's all about just killing things, I tell ya. Dave says to, especially during holiday times, do not attempt to level an iron while drinking. I think there are a few people that may relate to that. I don't. Sleep. That would be my thing. Do not do a challenge soon when you're tired. No. Zaya says, an event to kill a gazillion mobs would be a quest by Blizzard standards. Yes. And yes, I agree. Nisia feels there is a story there. I'm pretty sure I remember when that was a little while ago, I think. Dave had, yeah, something happened. Okay, all right. So, as we said, you know, again, there are choices with, like, exploration. Sometimes also, if time is a factor, like, you know, you've got to look at if something's going to take you a long time. And a lot of the times, you know, look, let's think about it. Candy buckets, elders... you know, quite a lot of that is if you're going around to collect
fires,
and talk to fires. Yep. If you're going around and doing every single one of them, or as many as you can safely do, there's a fair bit of time involved. And whether you're jumping on a flight path or you just fly, you know, as much as I'm not a huge advocate anymore on a challenge tune of just hopping on a flight path, walking away, and coming back just in case there's, you know, DCs, something happens, and you come back to a dead tune, you know, but time factor is obviously a thing, and that will, you know, what works for you may not work for another, but you've got the choice that if you want to use the flight path toys, you can. If you want to explore yourself, you can. Like, either or, which is really good. Alrighty. Pros and cons. So, I think both you and I would say we do love our world events. And there are obviously, like we said, time factor can be a big thing at the moment. It's my big thing. I'm really struggling with time to get to do these, the world events. I haven't even logged in for the 17th anniversary yet. I just have not had time, but that's a whole different story. So pros and cons for you. Let's talk about it. What are the pros to doing world events with a challenge tune?
Experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main one. I mean, it's hard to ignore that elephant right there in the room. It's good experience. A lot of times it's experience at very low risk.
Yep.
The quests vary in how much experience they'll pay.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the quest and see if it's worth it to you. I'm thinking of Brewfest. The dailies tend to be good payment rewards.
Yeah.
Doing some of the little one-up things, maybe okay if you're a low level, but not that much worth it if you're not. Running around to do pink elix, for example, tends not to give a whole lot of experience. So decide if it's worth it. You might want to do it on your lobies, but not necessarily on ones who have better rates of return on experience by doing other things.
Exactly. And again, you know, what works for one toon may not work for another toon. What works for you may not work for me. You know, there's lots of elements. But if it is something that you can, you know, the pros I find are if it's something that's relaxing, and I'll use air quotes, relaxing, because, you know, flying around getting candy buckets, flying around talking to the elders, flying around doing the fires. Like, for me, that is, you know, it's about a 9 out of 10 of it's pretty chillax. Like, you've still got to pay attention, but you're not, you know, it's not a stress factor of being somewhere and taking on, you know, mobs or doing a quest, or sometimes just being in a major city on a pacifist and thinking, please, dear God, nobody kill a critter. And, you know, like, those kind of things can be stressful. So if I'm away from everyone and just flying around doing my own little thing, but still, you know, paying attention, to me, that's quite relaxing. So I do enjoy that. It's like, just chill, which is nice. But of course, as we know, with pros, there are always the cons. And again, this is subjective to what you play and what you do. I know there are people out there that don't like world events, period. Don't do them. That's fair enough. But for a challenge toon, if you want as much XP as you can get, especially on a pacifist, because you really don't want to keep doing archaeology, right, Fair? For the last...
It depends on your tolerance for that, yes.
Yes. So, you know, to change things up a bit, instead of being, you know, on your iron and all you've done is quest, and you're like, I need a bit of a break from questing, or whatever it is. World events can be good, but there are cons. So for you, what are the biggest cons that you've found?
Well, I mean, this isn't a huge con for me, but I know it is for some, and that's the fact that there are some time sinks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, having to fly around, doing all the travel, as you pointed out, it's not really safe to leave your computer, considering the chance for a disconnect and you not to have a chance to save yourself. But what I do is I always make sure to have a knitting project when I'm doing those quests. So I get a lot of knitting done and get maybe a row done between each flight path.
Yeah.
You know, it's mindless enough I can pick it up and put it down all the time. And just, I don't feel like I'm wasting all the time in between. You could be watching a movie as well, you know, whatever you want to do on the side. But so, yeah, there is a time sink thing. The main travel intensive events are Summer Festival, Lunar Festival, and Trick or Treat. Those ones that really drag you around to different places.
Yes.
There are some back and forth time sinks for quests like the Wintervale Killing the Grinch quest, dragging you all the way out to Alterac, wherever it is. To sit there and wait for somebody else to kill it and you click on the item. That's a long flight to do that. I kind of lost my taste for doing that a while ago. But again, it's a personal choice, you know. If you're out there for other reasons, why not?
But
I don't go for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of more serious concern, or con, can be the disruption in some zones that occur during holiday quest items, mm-hmm. quest times, while the quests are taking place. For example, when you have the Headless Horseman event going on in mm-hmm. Goldshire, Hollow's End,
yep.
you got to be careful going into Goldshire then, because the fire's on the ground, the guy's in the air, yeah, plus all the potential for other people killing other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to worry about that. During Love is in the Air, that Crown Company guys put soldiers on the road in all kinds of places like hinterlands, where you don't expect to see them.
Yep.
And
it's, you go charging in and you're like, ah!
Yeah. Yeah. Bottom line, mm-hmm. try to know where these things are happening
mm-hmm.
before you choose to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Even if you aren't planning to do them, it could affect you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, beware on that. For pacifists, there's an increased danger of proximity kills
mm-hmm.
due to the presence of other people doing event-related things or just doing their own thing. Whenever there's people around, you have the potential. I try to do them at odd hours on my servers on the pacifists, but your server can vary, your mileage can vary.
Mm-hmm. True.
But you know, it's something to be aware of. One thing you might not be involved in doing are these world bosses,
mm-hmm.
but the AoE from them can be deadly.
Yep.
You know, at the entrance to Caverns of Time can be a hazard. Don't mm-hmm. go there on foot or on your mount or whatever. And you, from what I've heard, even on some servers, people kite them to the doorway of the caverns and the AoE could get to you.
Yeah.
My server, I haven't seen that happen yet. Okay. I take the portal from Stormwind or Orgrimmar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't linger at the mouth of that cave. I get down to the bottom really fast because some of these bosses have AoE that is just horrendous.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, and I agree with all of with the cons, because there again, you know, you what you do for your world events or how you look at it, whether you do them, whether you don't do them. You know, again, these things, it's what fits with you. Sometimes it's what fits with your time and your playing at the moment. So, but just be aware of. Sometimes you've just got to be more aware when world events are up, right? So, you know, because if it's a busy server, if it's a busy time, but for, you know, to look at changing up maybe how you play. Like you said, Fair, at times you do your pacifist kind of on the off time, so you're not, you know, not coming into range of too many people. I mean, I play US servers, so when I play, say, a nighttime, there's normally not too many people around. Yeah, sometimes I see Fair.
My playtime too.
Yeah. Sometimes I see Fair.
On Aussie time.
Yeah. So, you know, and again, you to be careful of something with your passies, in particular, because we know how finicky the proximity kills are. Also, you know, with your irons and your other tunes, with the way that the range with mobs and how, and it happened to me the other night. I'm pretty sure, excuse me, I'm gonna say that I had jumped on the game after the show last week, but I was doing something on leader, and I was somewhere random. I was, you know, I can't remember. It might have been Revendreth or somewhere like that. And I was looking at the quest, and I was just, you know, what am I doing? Where am I going? And someone's gone charging past me. They're, you know, running. They've got like, excuse me, 6, 7 mobs. I don't even know how many. I'm on the horse. Void is right next to me, but I'm on, like, I'm on my mount. And they turned around and obviously, you know, leashed off him. And guess what? Guess who was in their vision as they were coming back?
Not good.
So, and I kind of went like, what the hell? I was on my mount. Like, I wasn't attacking anything. Voidy wasn't in. So, I don't know. I don't know if that's a random. I don't know if that was a one-off. I really don't know. But it really, be careful with your challenge tunes. Because if people are around, you know, and people go running through, all of a sudden you've got six mobs on you as an iron, as, you know, whatever it is, and taking on sometimes more than one mob with some of the challenge tunes, yeah, gonna be dead. So just, you know, be very, very aware of that. But yeah, it was really weird because I sat here going,
that would be scary.
How? Like, thank God I was on leader. It was no problem. I mean, I killed them because I'm like, I want loot. Like, I'm like, yeah, take them all down. But that's not the point. The point is that it's like I'm sitting there minding my own business on a mount. And they all came back and went, oh, here's someone we can hit on the way back. And I'm thinking, I'm not fighting. Like, Voidy's... I don't know if that's... Maybe Voidy, like, I just, I don't get it.
He looked at them cross-eyed, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. It was just really bizarre. Because I figured, well, if I was down fighting or just come out of a battle, maybe Voidy's AoE, you know, has sparked and hit something. But I'm sitting on my mount, and Voidy's, you know, send me back, you know, that whole... He's just sitting there going, oh, we're going to go kill anything. And it's like, no, we are now because we've got like six mobs on us. It's like, yeah. It should have been, exactly. So I don't know, Nisi. I don't know. It was just the most bizarre thing that, you know. And again, if I was on a challenge, then I would have been dead. There would have been no way. Well, I would have been on a flying mount. I probably would have just gone straight up. But it just was really odd. So, you know, again, I don't know if it's like a hiccup of something, but I kind of was like, well, what the hell? What the hell was that? Because I've not seen that happen before to that extent where I'm sitting on a mount. So... Again, you know, maybe it was just a hiccup their end or whatever. But just all I'm saying is be aware when you're on your challenge soon, because the last thing you want to do, and, you know, we know people who've walked away from their computers because their other half has, something's happened, they've had to go. You know, we know that. We know people have lost their tunes. I think I did, like, a few years ago. I think I'd hopped on a flight path, walked away, had to go, made a coffee, came back. Somehow the internet decided to go and died. Like, you know, I came back to a dead tune. So I've done it. I don't do it anymore. But, you know, the whole knitting, watching, you know, I love that. I think that's great, Fair. It's, you know, hey, knitting, yeah, crochet.
Works for me.
It just, exactly. So watching a movie, watching a TV show can be good. Sometimes not so good if you get really engrossed. I remember Aprillian always would like have, oh, what did she have on? Oh God, I can see the TV show and I can't think of what it's called. But when she was playing challenge shoot, she'd have this TV show that she was watching and it was on and she got so engrossed in the TV show, she forgot that she was like in the middle of...
That could be a problem.
Yeah. And, yeah, she lost the tune. That was ages ago. I can't remember what the show was. Anyway, it was like, so yeah, again, these are things you know, may not affect you, might do, but things to be aware, you know, to be aware of, which is the main thing. Alrighty. So that gives you some aspects that you can consider, not consider, up to you again. But we do have world events that are current and some that are coming up. So currently we have got the 17th anniversary celebration. So yay, you know, that's very exciting. But we do have ones that are coming up. So what else is coming up there? Perfect time of year.
Pilgrim's Bounty starts on Tuesday this week. Mm-hmm. It's a little something for both Irons and other challengers, but
yep.
Mostly pacifists love it because it's a cooking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Challengers, unfortunately, can't enjoy the food buffs that happen. You know, yeah. It's okay to sit around at the table and do the quest, but you have to click off the buffs after you eat all the food.
Mm-hmm.
But for pacifists, it's wonderful. You work out your strategy for cooking up various items that you have to collect in the different cities. And yes, it's a lot of traveling around, but find yourself a route and you can do it.
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
No.
If you're a mage, you are in luck. My pacifist mage will love that event.
Yes.
She always pops around between city to city. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Ironforge, Darnassus, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
We'll do the Stormwind. So Pilgrim's Bounty is coming up. The only thing with pacifists, you can't do the turkeys.
Yes, don't go and shoot
the turkeys.
No shooting turkeys.
They're not for sale on the auction house.
Mm.
So no turkey.
No, because they're classed as conjured.
Right.
I think it's classed as conjured, so therefore it won't go up on the auction house.
Yeah, you can't post them on the auction house. People can trade to each other, but if you're challengers, you can't do that either. So.
Yeah, exactly. But it's very exciting because, you know, the first time I did that on my passy and I was like, yay, I get new recipes.
Which only you can use at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, yay.
But you can keep it and you can sell those fancy versions of the recipes if you make them.
Yes.
You can sell those on the auction house.
True.
You sell them in July, they sell pretty well at Cranberry Chutney or whatever. So.
Yes, very, very good. So, yes, Pilgrim's Bounties are coming up, which I've put the link into the chat room. So you can have a look. Like, there's all, you know, there's all different world events happening throughout the year. So for those that don't know, that'll give you a list. And we'll have that list in the show notes up on the website as well. But then there's another one. What's the last one of the year?
Winter Vale, all right. The Feast of Winter Vale.
Jeez.
Ironforge, or I guess Orgrimmar, equivalent. This is one of those events where there are some quests that are really good for lobbies. You can run around at Ironforge and find the history of Winter Vale or whatever. You don't get much experience for it on a high level, but hey, your lobbies could enjoy it.
Yeah.
You can also, if you're a pacifist, make a killing in cookies. If you buy the eggs early or save them all year.
Gingerbread cookies.
Gingerbread cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Sell them on the auction house for
small
wildly
eggs.
Overpriced.
Small eggs.
Cost.
Yep.
Small eggs, absolutely.
Yep. Always.
You
always
can't go farm them yourself, but
yeah.
You can cook them up if you have them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or like if you're thrifty like some people and happen to see them really cheap at certain times of the year and you're like, bye, bye, bye.
Very good plan.
And then you sit on them and then you're like, it's Christmas time. Sell, sell, sell. you know.
You can just sell the eggs. Forget making the cookies.
Mm.
Exactly.
Sell
well.
Yes. Zaya says, small eggs can be a gold mine for irons. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and that's... Why not? Why not? Have some fun with it. But Feast of Winter Vale is one of my... Like, other than Hallow's End, which absolutely love. Which will just remind everyone... Hang on, let me play this one.
Ha!
yes. Yes, most definitely. But with Christmas time is always a fun time to do, you know, to get around on the challenge tunes. And then if you're high enough as well, getting presents. I mean, it's not so much like the Christmas tree. I always love the Christmas tree, but remember back when you would open all the and then have multiple toys and you could use and you could, you know, and now you kind of just get that one toy that's account wide. So then you've got to destroy or sometimes sell. I think there was one last year, the toy of every year. We were able to sell it for like 5 gold. So that helped. Because you're like, sweet, 5 gold? Yeah, I've already got it on my account. I don't need it on every single challenge tone. 5 gold.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks very much. So yes. And yes, as Nisi says, Bloods are on Great Father Winter's naughty list. They can't open their presents since they count as quests. Which is...
I know, that's just rude, isn't it?
That's... Again, and you know what? That's the most frustrating thing about it all is that you go around and you do candy buckets. Like the things that you do that you really go, okay, well, I'm just clicking on this thing to get this thing. Like I'm not doing, but because they're counted as quests, you know, you all of a sudden you're... Bloods are just like red flagged out of the wazoo. So it's what's the saying? Zaya says they keep killing stuff. That's bad. Stir's here. Hi Stir. Today's market price of small eggs on auction house on Wormrest equals 1 gold each. I've seen it.
Buy now.
Yeah. Stir. Buy.
Oh, he probably already has.
He probably has, yes. I must admit, it's one of those really funny things that when I kill off a challenge stone, which, as we know, happens, that there's a lot of things that I will just vendor and, you know, send then the little bits and pieces over to my bank tune, send the gold. I'm not one of those that can just delete a tune regardless of what they've got. I cannot do that. So I strip them down and get rid of them. If that tune has got small eggs, they never get vended. They will always go to the bank tune. Ready.
Yes, good plan.
Yes. Okay, so Stir says, I now have a stack of 3,218. These better sell. Good luck. Well, do the math. Do the math, Stir. You let us know. You let us know how you go. That would be fun to know. He'll be like, yeah, I made like 50,000. I'd be like, yeah, might actually be more. But you play your cards right and you time it right. You just never know. You know, you
time it right. You can start selling them for 50 gold a piece that first day.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, and especially, yeah, like, again, sometimes you just got to be a little thrifty. That's all. Nothing wrong with that. It's just as clumsy as this warlock is. I don't know any clumsy warlocks, Stir.
Well, she can be a good entrepreneur even if she's clumsy. Yeah.
She'll likely trip breaking all of them. Yeah, warlocks aren't clumsy. You know, there's times you just, she'll be fine. Other ones, though, you know, that like falling off the world everywhere. Thank God they're not a challenge tune because, you know, would be heartbreaking. Yes, sometimes it can be a little bit tricky, you know, when you're clumsy. Clumsy in real life, too, may I add. My husband would probably agree with that. So, yes. Okay. All right. Well, yes. So, we've got Feast of Wintervale, which is very exciting. As I said, I've put the link up so you can have a look at all the other world events. We'll have Where are we? What day are we? 20th, 21st. Where has this year gone? Again, I cannot believe we are like nearly through November. It's going to be Christmas, like soon. And then we'll start again. She's Warlock number 7. Not a good track record. 7's good number. 7's a lucky number. Just saying. And Warlocks are squishy and Voidies can be bad. That's all I'll say. Alrighty. So, yeah. So, good luck if you're doing world events that are current, that are coming up. If you're doing them, you know, report back. Let us know how again. You know, did you have fun with it, etc. What challenge tune did you take through? I'd like to hear that too. You know, sometimes it's just about, oh, I only did this on a passy. Sometimes I've only got time to do it on like one tune. So, like for Candy Buckets, normally I would get through like 3-4 tunes. I just took Passy Leader, my Alliance Rogue, and she did a fair bit. I didn't get through everything, but she still got a fair chunk of XP. I think I dinged at least once, which was good. And, you know, so see how you go. Best of luck. Okay. Our weeks in WoW. Fair. You've been having fun, I hear.
Well, I've been talking about events, the anniversary event, trivia out the wazoo.
Yep.
I think I remember most of the answers now, although they can still trip me up sometimes when they ask me to speak troll language or something.
But yeah.
I don't speak Tauren very well either. Even my Tauren doesn't speak Tauren very well.
Did they add any new ones this year? No?
Not that I've seen.
No. Okay. All right.
I mean, same old questions. What are undead Murlocs called?
Yes.
I always beg for that question. If you can't get any of the others, they'll always ask you that.
So. Yep.
Murghouls, by the way. So.
Yes.
Anyway. Yes.
Speaking of one, I've got one.
I've been...
Right there. There we go.
Yes. I had to have a little word from the Murloc. I have been doing... that event on 10 tunes.
Nice.
Half of them camp out there. I just take them there once and then just leave them there because they weren't doing anything else anyway.
Yep.
They were characters that I don't play a lot, but they're kind of in their rotation to level at some point. Might as well get some experience on them.
Yep.
My main characters, my rogue, night elf, Iron is 59, about 4 blocks from 60. So I'm hoping that this event plus the world quest between now and then should get her to 60.
Oh, exciting.
So, yeah.
Yep.
That would be good. Yep. And several pacifists who are actively doing stuff. Farfae is my pacifist that I made specifically to take to Shadowlands. She's 53 now.
Nice.
I am not as competent a gatherer as other folks can be, looking at Nisi. She's braver than me about gathering. Yeah. So I do a mixture of gathering and world quests and events like this and cooking and fishing. And I've avoided doing archaeology on Farfae particularly, so just because others do that. So she's 53 at the moment.
Nice.
I resurrected a pacifist that is 56. She's a night elf rogue. She was an alchemist because she, on her journey to 120, had farmed archaeology in Ulduum to do the Vial of the Sands.
Oh, yes. Yep.
So she had trained alchemy at that point. So... she's went to Shadowlands specifically so she can do the world quests for alchemy and cooking. Those are the safe ones to do. fishing as well.
Yep.
So when I trained in Stormwind to go fish. So she's doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she's 56, but she hasn't gotten all that way in Shadowlands. She was probably 55.
Sorry,
by the time
just pulling.
I started going over there.
Coffee. Need more coffee.
More coffee.
Yeah. Done.
So
okay.
Yeah. A few other pacifists, including my Torin, who's 32 now. My pacifist Torin.
Well done.
Can you believe that?
Nice. Yeah.
She got that one of those new druid forms. The new druid flight forms are
account-wide.
Oh,
yes.
You get them.
Yep, yep.
So she can be a beautiful black raven now.
Oh, so cool. It's so pretty, too.
It is so pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I farmed up the inscription for the Nightwing raven form on my regular druid.
Yep.
It's a legion thing. You need a legion Valcheron rep to get that.
Oh,
okay. I was neutral with those people because she had boosted through that zone because I wasn't playing regulars at the time. So I had to go do world quests and become honored with those druids and get the recipe. And then I realized it also took Legion herbs to make the recipe. That was an interesting experience. So waste time sink, but there it is. But yeah, I have 10 characters going through. Lois is a level 19 Iron Draenei Shaman. She would have been resting for a while.
Yeah.
I don't even think she's ever signed up on the list. She's just hanging out.
Yeah. Nice. Well,
yeah.
Very busy. And looking at your list, what do we got? 59, 53, 53, 19, 53, 56, 56, 53, 52, 32. Wow.
A lot of pacifists sitting there at the 51, 52. They got tired of doing archaeology, so they'll try something else for a while. Some will go to Shadowlands, probably.
Yes, absolutely. I know, like, goal today is to log in and to at least get a chunk of the challenge tunes to do some trivia questions. That's my goal today. So
yeah, leave them there if you have to, because that way you just log in, answer the question, log back out.
I know. I think I'd only just moved my iron, my undead iron, a month or so ago, who was still down there from last year. I just, it's been a bit of a blur this year in particular. Oh, but anyway, we will see. We definitely need to do that. And you know, one of the things I love about the trivia questions is by the time that you know, and all of a sudden I play the other game, I play the reverse game where I'm looking at the answer and saying to myself, what was the question? You know, because you see them so often and have seen them so often, so many years, that a lot of times, you know, I play the reverse game. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, it's a bit of fun. So, definitely, trivia questions are fantastic. Okay, so, haven't done much. Did play a little bit on both my passies, the big girls. So, I think I am maybe like a bar for passy leader dinging 55, I think. So, and the Torin passy leader is 50. I think she's a couple of bars off 53. So, again, getting there. It's very slow. So I need to get myself logged into the game and get some of this stuff done. On the positive
news. Did you take them to Shadowlands?
No, not yet. I'm not brave enough to do that just quite. Just yet. I'm just like, only because I've not had like a lot of time. If I'm going to do that, I need to sit down. I took one of my normal tunes because I wanted to do that run through. So I think it might have been my Death Knight or my Druid. I can't remember. And I thought I did this the other night, last weekend where I went, okay, I'm going to go do the skip. I want to make sure that I understand it. So then when I do hop on the challenge tune, I'm not going to stuff it up, basically. And
makes
I thought
sense to me.
It was going to be, you know, like boom, 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 you know, maybe 10 minutes and we're done. And it takes a bit longer than that because by the time you do all the bits and pieces, I think it may be more like 20 minutes. Anyway, it took longer than I was expecting it to take. And by the time I was like, I don't have that time to devote to trying to get a challenge tune through there at the moment. So yeah, it's, I might need some hand holding when it comes to that I do yeah. it. Might be like, right. But anyway, we'll see. At the moment, they can go do trivia quests and whatnot.
Sure.
So we will see. Mind you, I might change my mind tonight and be like, let's go! Let's do it! So we will make that decision at the time, I'm guessing. So we'll see on that one. On the good news after last week, finally, I have a fridge. So, we
Yay.
Have a fridge, which is really good. It got delivered yesterday. It's just been, that was day 12. Day 12 without a fridge. Anyway.
I can't even imagine.
Like, yeah. Oh, I mean, obviously I've got upstairs, they've got their fridge. It's just, you know, Execute and I have our own stuff, and of course I drink coffee and things and stuff. So to have a little dad's like camping thing that runs on electricity, which is good. Normally dad has that filled with beer and wine for mum. So, you know, and bits and pieces. So I was able to put like milk and butter, you know, just some of the very basics. But yeah, it's been a fun filled 12 days. So anyway, we've got one, so yay. I went a different design, and yeah, it seems to be running. You know, everything's cold, everything's working. I need to go do a grocery shop because we've still got no food. I had to wait. It got delivered like kind of late yesterday afternoon, and they said don't put anything in it for like 3 hours. So by the time we had tea last night, it's like, I'm not going shopping. We'll deal with it hopefully later today or tomorrow, whichever. So that's good. So yay, we have a fridge, and it's quite nice. It's like black. So it's very cool. Yes, wait some time before, which I did, and you know, cleaned it out, and it's got a water dispenser as well. My old one had one, so that's really good that you don't have to go to the fridge and open the door all the time to get cold water. So it has one built into, like, it's a non-plumbed, I think they call it. So you fill the tank inside with water. So yeah, we can just go and get the water straight from that. It's really handy. Plus, here in Australia, we're coming into summer, even though I think it's already hit, which is, you know, Australian summers are awesome because they're really hot. Very hot, very steamy. No hose directly. Nope. It's its own little box that just stays enclosed. So you don't need to hose it to the tap or anything like that. It means I don't have unlimited water, because obviously someone has to fill up the little container, which is normally this person. But you know, it just means that there's water, which is good, obviously, for my parents when they come downstairs. They don't have to go upstairs and all that kind of thing. So, and then we've got cold water too, because, you know, summer. Summer is here, basically, which is yay. I think it's going to be a really, really hot summer because it's already started and we're what? In spring. Summer hasn't hit yet. Anyway. Okay. Where's my bumper? Where's my bumper? Here it is. Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
There we go. Alright. As we said, speaking of World of Events, 17th anniversary, is still going. I've put a link into the chat for the write-up from Nisi. So again, thank you, Nisi. Thank you. All the information. So again, if you're a little bit short, and we always do write-ups. Again, thank you, Nisi. Thank you. But, you know, all the information is always up on the website for the world events. Sometimes there's changes. Sometimes there isn't. It depends. Of what Blizzard does, whether they, you know, throw in something new. Sometimes it does happen, not often lately. There hasn't been a lot of changes with much of the world events, but it does happen. So always check. We do have a write-up. It may be a bit later, same day that the event goes live, because we need to check things. Nisi will go and check and make sure, you know, nothing's changed, everything's working, if there's changes, how it plays out. So, like a new world boss, exactly. So, you know, so certainly pop over to wildchallenges.com to see the write-up, if that helps you with whatever challenge tune that you're on. Also, Fair said earlier, Pilgrim's Bounty kicks off on November 23rd. There will be a write-up. It will be posted late afternoon of the 23rd because, again, need to make sure that what goes live is correct, and therefore, you know, there's no changes, or if there's changes, we can let you guys know before these things happen. So keep an eye on that. And the other thing is that happened earlier today, which is very exciting. Congratulations, Nisi. Gentle Soul became our 9th Shadowlands Pacifist Champion. Obviously, it's unverified run, but huge congratulations. You got her there. So, yay.
Wonderful congratulations.
We are That's so happy. A great job. That is. So, hang on. Where's this? Here we go. Congratulations. That's awesome. And again, anyone who hits max, there is no verification at the moment because with the challenges and the code is all screw if, when it'll be fixed, I don't know. So hopefully they will look into it, like maybe over Christmas, New Year when things settle a little bit, but until then, we can't verify the runs. Therefore, there's no write-ups. Once we can get verification, there will be lots of write-ups. Because we've had quite a few people that have been busy leveling with their irons and bloods and passies. So that's very exciting. So gathering Shadowlands made it go much faster, Nisi says. So that's good. Yes. All right.
That was pretty impressive to me because it was an all-gathering thing from Shadowlands. I mean, I don't think she did any world quests or trivia or any of that stuff. June.
That's interesting. So, yeah, we'll have to find out how that went. Yeah, I never did a world quest in Shadowlands. There we go. Okay. Very good. Well, congratulations. Still, well done. We're very, very happy for you, which is great. Yay. Also, reminder, because we are coming towards the end of the year, which means I am going to have a break over Christmas, New Year. So our Deathless show will be on December 11th, which then means for those of you doing up a death list that you want to, you know, put in to let us know how your year's been with your challenge turn, please get them into me by October 9th, because I need to...
December 9th.
October. December 9th. It's all a blur. We're nearly in December. It's crazy. So, yeah. So, you've got a... Still got a couple weeks, but keep that in mind. And please send it over to podcast@wildchallenges.com. That will be the easiest thing. Or tweet it through on our Twitter account, which is Wild Challenges, you know, at Wild Challenges. So, yeah. That's, again, we've only got a few more weeks, guys, and then we're doing the death list Christmas show as Christmas death list show, whichever way you want to look at it, but it will be that. So keep that in mind for those that want to contribute. Would be awesome. Okay, where's this bumper? Let's do this one.
Hey, yo, it's
Chit Chat. All right. And as we always like to start a chit chat with, here is the bumper for Assy. Whoop.
It's Assy's pun.
I am not fixing that in post. That can just stay. Yay for audio.
Yeah.
All right, what have we got?
Well, from Ezzy's Pun Vault, we have, what do you call a turkey's evil twin? A doppelganger. Okay, that's cute.
I do like that. That is pretty good. That is pretty good. Nice. All right. We have got some Dave's words of wisdom. So here we go. My dog is really good at digging up artifacts. Her degree is in barkeology. Don't remember if I've heard that one before. That was super cute. I like it.
Yeah, that's cute.
Oh, where's my little, I can't find it, I've lost it. That was going to be, there we go. Thank you, Assy. Thank you, Dave, appreciate it. Gotta love those, that's really good. Alright, I think we've covered everything. Chat room, have I covered everything? I'm pretty sure I do. Again, thank you, Dave and Mrs. Rock Guru, for resubbing. That's wonderful. Love to you. Thank you very much. All right, so we will do the thank yous to our Iron Elites. Fair, who have we got?
Okay, well, thank you to all of our Iron Elites for helping support all of the WoW Challenges systems, events, web server, things like that. Thank you to Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave the Hunter, Execute, someone named Fair, Gaston, Grand Negus, Chris W., Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Nisi, Rud, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wanima, Zaya, and Zortz. Thank you all.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys. And, oh, one thing I did want to mention. I forgot to put it down, of course. Don't write things down, leader. It comes back and bites you. Don't forget, again, huge thank you to Mr. Bright 01 for the Christmas designs. If you have not seen them over on the Spreadshirt shop, please go and have a look. They are super cute And
they are wonderful. I ordered some.
You did. You did. Yep, which I got a ones did you get?
Mug and tote bag. Yeah.
They are so cute. Fair sent me pictures and they are so cute. I'm really jealous of you having that mug because I'm like, it is so cute.
A Moonkin mug, yes.
Moonkin is, yeah. So thank you, Fan. That's beautiful. But yes, again, Mr. Bright, one is has helped us out a lot and I appreciate. So thank you for those designs because they are wonderful. All right, so from Sturt and myself, we want to thank our wonderful mods for all the things that you guys do, for helping me out, for modding on Twitch, in Discord, for guest hosting with me, Fair, thank you, as everyone likes to do, but we do appreciate that. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, thank you guys. Really do appreciate everything that you do to help me out, so big hearts to you all. To our code wardens, thank you for the things that you do, and to you guys hanging out, thank you for giving up some time and coming to hear us chat about all things challenges, and we do appreciate that. So thank you for hanging out with us. I will be back next week, Saturday, November 27th at 7 p.m. Eastern. For those Aussies, it's 10 a.m. Brisbane time. Just saying. Just a reminder. Where you can find us, check out wowchallenges.com. You will also see all our information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. If you want to download the podcast or listen to it, you can certainly do that through Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And again, if you want to contact me, contact the show, which is contact me, send an email through to podcast@wowchallenges.com. So whether it is Death List for the end of the year show, whether you want to tell us how you went on your challenge tunes with, you know, all these world events that are coming up. Would love to hear from you. So yeah. Okay, Fair, where can we find you?
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward for me. I'm Fair on Discord. Occasionally Fair Estella on the forums. I will post there from time to time. And you can find me as Fair Anything and Guild on Wormmaster Cord US.
Yes. And if you want to find me, I am on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW. And my new fun thing is on TikTok, where at the moment I post coffee making videos. Because, you know, that's what I do. so, yeah. But pretty much Leta Wow, you normally can find me. So yeah, alrighty. Last lot of thank yous.
We need to say a very big thank you to Mr. Bright01 for the wonderful intro. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright01.
Absolutely. Russ is very talented. Not only has he done the intro for us, which we love. But the designs he's done for the shop, for some of the, you know, the logos in the icons, whatever you call them, in Twitch, etc. So again, Russ, thank you very much. Alrighty, well, to wrap up the show, I just want to say we're going to play our outro in a moment, and as I always like to do live, we'll play the entirety of the outro in honor of a good friend of ours, a good friend of mine, who I miss greatly, but Epic Insanity is no longer with us. He passed away a couple months ago, and we'll forever be grateful for his support and his help in doing our outro. He's done the outro since day dot. So this is in honor and in memory of him. So for now, just remember, Fair, thank you so much for hanging out with me and for the discussions and all the information about world events. No. I appreciate it. It was great hanging out.
Thank you for having me. It was great to be here.
And for everyone hanging out with us, chat room, etc., those listening on the podcast, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And please just stay safe, both in and out of game. Have some fun with world events if that's what you're into. Know that we've got many IRL world events coming up. But just, you know, just enjoy your time, whatever you're doing, friends, family, in game, you know, out of game. Just please take it easy. All right. I will see you next week. Bye, guys.
Good night, all.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.